Welcome back to My Own Money. That was an interesting conversation with Eric Stutzman. We are reaching out to Stephen Harkey now to get him on board. Looks like he is on the line. Stephen, welcome to My Own Money.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Stephen is the Chief Marketing Officer of VV Solutions, which is a fintech service provider for the unbanked and underbanked people that rely primarily on cash. Let's talk first with what is unbanked, what is underbanked. We've had several conversations on this show over the last decade about it, but I think people are always surprised that not everybody has a relationship with a bank.
No, unfortunately, in our country, the last FDIC study showed that 14.5 million people in the United States do not have any bank account at all.
And these are not five-year-olds, right? These are adults.
These are adults, working-age adults. That's strictly viable working-age people, 14.5 million with no bank accounts.
And there's a variety of reasons why folks choose not to have bank accounts, right? Most banks are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, maybe a couple hours on Saturdays. And if you work during that period of time, it might not be convenient to have a relationship with a bank. Also, there can be a lot of fees associated with banks that people try to avoid. So Stephen, what are the challenges for people that don't have a bank account?
Well, the challenges that we've seen in all our studies and in all the customers we've brought on board in dealing with it, majority of the people without a bank account are because they can't get a bank account. They're forced to use, those are called unbanked. They can't actually get a bank account. When completely unbanked, the underbanked are the people that, while they do have some banking relationship, they still wind up using check cashing stores or cashing their paychecks in another location or using other services rather than the bank services to pay their bills or transfer money or anything like that. But the majority of these people have been, 10 years ago, we had a horrible economics collapse. And, a lot of people lost their jobs, their homes, their cars, and ruined their credit. And if they damage their credit and wound up getting listed on the check systems, which is what the banks use to verify if people have written bad checks before, they can't get a bank account at any major bank because all the banks subscribe to this. That's how they weed out people that they think write bad checks.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and because of that, there's a lot of people that can't get it. You also have a lot of immigrant people that have come from other countries, especially in places like South America. Brazil, 56% of the population doesn't have a bank account. Mexico, 50%. So when they come here, they're not used to using a bank. So they still think cash is the safest. But unfortunately, every time they go to cash their paycheck, they wind up doing it at a check cashing store, which can charge them from 2 to 10%. To cash that check.
So we can see at least a couple of implications of the underbanked and the unbanked. One is the ability to extract money from a paycheck. One is, as you just said, having to go to a check cashing store or another expensive one. The other is the increasing phenomenon of businesses that don't really want to take cash at all. And I know that I, like many other people, carry very little cash now because it's just easier to use your phone or a credit card or another way to pay. And I saw a story recently where Amazon has opened a store in New York that doesn't take cash at all. Are we seeing that phenomenon increase, and is that a real problem?
We are seeing it increase. It is a problem. And what a number of cities and states have done, San Francisco, city of Philadelphia, the state of New Jersey, have banned cashless businesses because of that, saying it's not fair to block people that don't have a bank account from being able to transact business. Cash is supposed to be accepted everywhere. And I think the thing that put the fear in it was Amazon opening cashless stores and knowing when Amazon gets into something, and they're very successful with it, and all of a sudden in a few years, there'll be thousands of Amazon cashless stores around where people won't be able to use cash. And that's going to be a problem.
So there's challenges on both sides. There's a reason that Amazon decided to open cashless stores, right? There's from the provider standpoint, dealing with cash opens yourself up to theft, opens yourself up to security risk. Oftentimes you have to hire a third party service to come and get that money. You don't want to be running across the street to the bank with $10,000 in cash in a bag that you're going to deposit. So you hire an armored service to do that for you. So that's on the provider side. And then as you articulated earlier, on the individual side, there's challenges as well. And actually, in a previous life, 30 years ago, I actually researched this space as part of a project I was doing. And I went a month, or my goal was to go a month without using any credit cards or direct deposit. And you mentioned that it's expensive for people to use these services to cash their checks. It's also incredibly time-consuming. And truth be told, I only made it 2 weeks because it was taking 2 or 3 hours out of my week to only be cash. You'd have to go to a Walmart and get your check cashed, and you'd wait in line. When your check comes out, everybody else's check comes out, so it tends to be a long wait. So it's very inconvenient. So tell us about what companies like VV Solutions is doing, and how do you help both parties, both the supplier as well as the consumer?
Well, what we do at Vivi is we provide people with a digital account that they can access through their phone. The digital account is actually an account at a real bank. We've partnered with some smaller banks that are willing to take people on without doing credit checks or anything else. They do still have to verify their identity due to anti-money laundering laws. But there's no credit check. So as long as they have an ID that says who they are, they can get an account. It's $4.95 a month. That's it. There's no banking fees. There's no transfer fees. They can pay their bills online. They can transfer money to family members or friends. The biggest thing, though, is they can deposit their check directly through the app on their phone, just like you can if you have an account at any of the major banks. Take a picture of the front and the back, and the check deposits to your account, and it's in your account in 24 to 48 hours. The cash is credited. As soon as the check clears, the cash is credited. But no fees.
And one of the things... Go ahead, sorry.
That's the key factor, is we set this up so people would have the ability to have a bank account without having crazy fees. I mean, a normal bank account, unless you keep a minimum of like $2,500 to $5,000, is going to charge you a minimum of $12 to $15 a month. We don't charge those type of fees. It's strictly $4.95, but it would still allow people to get into the banking world and actually pay their bills and be able to deposit their check without getting hit with those crazy fees.
And I guess part of the brilliance of this approach is that by not ever having checks that can be written, you avoid the entire bad check risk, I take it. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's the only variable between a regular checking account and a Vivi account. We do not do paper checks. So you avoid the issue of being able to overdraft your account because you can only spend what you have. And that way you protect yourself because the bank will let you overdraft for 10 cents and then charge you $35. A study that was just published, I just saw it on CNN last week, was that the banks last year made over $14 billion in overdraft fees.
Yeah,
that's
horrible.
Billion with a B.
It's horrible. It's horrible what they do. In fact, they lobbied to have a law where the banks can actually deposit your largest, or take the money out of your account for the largest check first down to the smallest. And, you know, one of the reasons to do that is if you are going to overdraft it, that maximizes the number of checks that get overdraft. So, unfortunately, mm-hmm. The bank is not always your friend. I think banks do a lot of good in the country, but they're also a business and they're looking to maximize their profits. What about fraud? We had a conversation with our producer in the green room this morning, Bob Hendricks, and he was saying, you know, he tries to avoid using his debit and credit cards because of the concern of fraud. Does this open consumers up to fraud, this tool, or how do you handle that?
Absolutely. Actually, we have built-in protections for it. Now, keep in mind, a Vivi account does come with a Vivi Visa card. So you will get a Visa card with a chip that's chip-enabled. So that with the chip, it helps guarantee your security. But we also have built into the app what's called POIDS, which is Prove Online ID System. And basically, POIDS kicks in and requires facial ID. When you sign up for the app, you take a picture of yourself. It verifies that you are you before it'll let you transfer a lot of money or doing anything like that. So it helps protect against the fraud, and you're able to use, you know, the Visa card with the chip. And what Visa is doing now is they're implementing the kickback. If Visa suspects fraud, it's basically from the online transactions. We're working with Visa to try and push our POID system so that if the POID system will pop up to verify that the person making that online transaction is actually you, to give more protection, because that's what they do. They steal your account number, and then they use it in online transactions to, you know, commit fraud. Yeah, online fraud is the highest amount of fraud, so by using our POID system, it helps eliminate the fraud.
Let's take a step back. If I am doing a point-of-sale purchase with my mm-hmm. Visa card, will it do an additional security check to see if I'm me by looking at my face somehow? How does that work?
No, right now, not yet. Right now, it's strictly using the chip inside of it. Our plans are we're working with Visa to hopefully be able to implement that so that somebody, if Visa determined that it was a possible case of fraud, but their system checks for fraud at every single purchase. If it suspects it being fraud, it could pop up something that would say, hey, additional security required. Just like you'll do two-factor authentication right. on a lot of things now. The in-person fraud has not been the bigger fraud issue so far with chip cards. It's been they're stealing your information off the Stripe and putting it on the Stripe of a different card for swiping. So with a chip card, if it's going into a chip reader, there's a lot more protection from that than there is from magnetic stripe reading. That's why they implemented the chips to protect people, to better protect against fraud and for point-of-sale purchases. And the larger amount of fraud is happening on online purchases where people are just putting in a number.
And so let's go through the online purchase. I'm doing an online purchase. I put mm-hmm. in my number. What additional security does this system do? Does it actually ask me to put my face up to my computer? How does this work?
What it'll do is if you're using a phone or computer, any device that has a camera on it and a microphone, which basically everybody's phone and computer does today, mm-hmm. Basically it would pop up on the screen and say, for your security, POIS has been enacted. Look at the screen.
Wow.
Tap the button. They take your picture. It does a 3D scan of your face. It registered you when you signed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, you as an individual can opt out of this security, but we're finding that was when we started Vivi, one of the biggest concerns the public had was fraud.
Right.
People getting with this, it verifies your face scan. It verifies your voice. So it's using voice identification, face identification, and a secret word inside there, so that when you're saying you have a secret word, you can say the word and automatically it just opens it up. If you can't say the word, you can tap the button, will come up, can't say the word right now, and it'll give you a list of words and you just pick your word.
Well, I am looking across the desk. I am looking across the desk at our producer, Bob Hendricks, and mm-hmm. you've got his nod of approval on the question of fraud. So that was an awesome answer to an important question. So thank you for that. Yeah, we are a business show, so I want to ask some business questions. So the fee, you guys survive strictly on this $5 a month user fee. It sounds like it's a useful service that meets mm-hmm. meets a need for an important group of our society, and it's really in order to function in our society, they're going to need a tool like this. It is hard to build a business on $5 a month.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about how your company got started, how long you've been in business, and I would assume you've had to raise a fair amount of money from venture capitalists, and if you can talk about that.
Absolutely. Vivi started here in the U.S. in 2016, but it originally started in Brazil as a company almost 15 years ago. We were a technology company developing applications for banks. Funny enough, we were building backends for banks in Brazil. 3 years ago, Brazil passed what are called fintech laws, which are financial technology laws. Basically, what that said is a financial technology company, which Vivi is, company that uses technology to help provide finance tools.
Well, I think the security has kicked in, and we have lost, unfortunately, Mr. Hartke.
We may have lost him. We're going to take a quick break now, see if we can get him back. And if we did lose Stephen, our apologies to Stephen. You do want to stay tuned, because after Stephen, we've got the former Deputy Secretary of Commerce, Alan Dunn, and we're going to talk about the recently announced tariffs to Mexico. Stay tuned.
A true American legend and two-time Grammy Award winner, Ricky Lee Jones, brings her mixed bag of jazz and rock, singing and songwriting to the intimate Egyptian Theater stage June 7th through the 9th with reduced pricing Friday. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 328 Main Street. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
It's hard to follow a fun song like that. We do have Stephen Harkey back. Stephen, you were talking about the business. You were talking about down in Brazil and the fintech laws, and then unfortunately we lost you. Would you mind taking another 30 seconds or a minute to just wrap up that question?
Sure. So as a financial technology company in Brazil, Brazil passed laws that says a financial technology company can compete with a bank without actually having to be a bank. They brought their banking laws ahead of what the U.S. have right now. The U.S. is trying to pass the same law, but unfortunately, a couple of states are fighting it, and those are the states that the banks are based in, because they don't want to allow fintech, because allowing fintech would allow competition for the banks, which they don't want. So in Brazil, we actually act as a bank. We can issue Visa cards. The money is still protected, but we have the ability to do that. In the United States, every account we have is at an FDIC-insured bank, and that's the big variable. Because the fintech laws have not been enacted yet, we can't do that. So we have to have an account at a separate bank each time. But you were asking, how could you make money on $5 a month? And you're right. Just at that, a company really wouldn't be able to. We built a whole financial ecosystem into Vivi. Meaning in the Vivi app, you can also get Vivi mobile service, Vivi TV, which launches next Monday, which is streaming TV service with 100 channels of national cable channels for $35 a month. We offer a variety of different services inside through the Vivi app, and we're expanding as we go. The idea was to provide people with access to essential services they need, banking, communications, things like that, at a substantial savings. And the more they bundle, the more money they save.
Okay. Well, great. Again, sorry that we lost you on that previous answer, but thanks for calling back in and for finishing that. Our guest has been Stephen Harkey. He is the Chief Marketing Officer of Vivi Solutions, a fintech service provider for the unbanked and the underbanked. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. You have a good